Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
I'm Pauline.
And today we're talking about something everyone loves. We're talking about cosmetics.
Yes. Joe, do men really talk about cosmetics?
I think no. They don't like to talk about cosmetics, but it's very important for them also to understand some of these words. And we'll do this podcast in kind of a fun way. Let's learn about cosmetics in a fun way.
Yes. こんにちは。今日のポッドキャストは化粧品について話していきます。まず最初ですが、クイズで最初始めていこうと思います。一つだけ質問をするんですけど、それを当てることができたら1億円もらえる可能性があるかもしれないです。
Maybe, maybe, maybe.
Yes. I don't know who will pay the money, but...
But actually, there's only one question.
Yes.
And it's a multiple choice question, everyone. So you can do it.
Joe, what is the very important question?
Okay, everyone, here we go. Ready? One question, and there's four choices for the answer. The question is, in Japan, what cosmetic has the most sales? What kind of cosmetic produces the most money, the most sales? And there's four choices, okay? And the first choice is perfume.
香水, yes.
Right. So it's the stuff that you spray on, and it. We all know it's very expensive, hey?
Yes.
So it might be perfume, right? And the second choice is hair care products, okay? So things that improve your hair, for example, sprays and dyes.
Dye, yes. 髪の毛を染めるものですね。
Right, so these things that improve your hair, and I think it does not include shampoos here, because if it was shampoo, it might be the number one, of course, too easy,
yes.
Right? Okay. So again, remember when these choices, you got to choose one of these four things. The first one is perfume, the second one is hair care products, the third choice is skin care products, okay? So these creams and things that make your skin feel good and make your skin smell good, uh-huh. Like that, okay? And the final choice is makeup, okay? And makeup includes, for example, mascara, for example, eyelashes and eyebrows.
Yes, まつげにつけたり眉毛につけたりするものですね。
Right, and also this makeup includes like lipstick and nail polish.
Nail polish, 爪に塗るマニキュアですね。
Okay, everyone, so you got those four choices. Which do you think
yes.
has the most sales? Each year, number one is perfume. Number two choice is hair care products. The third choice is skin care products. And the fourth choice is makeup. And also, Pearline does not know our answer. So let's, everyone, did you have your choice out there? We hope you got the right one. First, let's ask Pearline. What do you think the answer is? She does not know the answer.
Yes.
Let's see if Pearline can do it. And the answer is, Pearline?
I want the 1 yen, so I will think very hard. I think It is skincare.
And Pearline, you are correct.
Yay!
So Pearline already won, everybody. We're sorry about this. So she gets the money, I guess. Maybe. She can wait for it in the mail.
Yes.
Right. Actually, all of these cosmetics, almost half of the money comes in skincare products. So these creams and, for example, underarm deodorant, that's even something that I use. It makes you smell good, right?
Yes.
For 46%. These statistics are from the Yano Research Institute, which is a marketing research company in Tokyo, right? So number one, the most sales is skincare products. And number two is makeup, right? For example, again, the eyelash and the eyebrow paints like that, the lipstick like that. But actually, I heard that with this corona problem, the sale of makeup has gone way down because everyone's wearing masks, right?
Oh, I see, yes.
Yes. And the third most profitable part is the hair care products. And perfume only makes about 1% of their money for these companies.
1%.
People don't buy so much perfume,
wow.
Right?
皆さん全員が1億円もらえるとは限らないんですが、 正解を当てられた方にはおめでとうございます。はい、それでは今回のダイアログなんですが、友達の体調を気にしすぎたあまりちょっと怒られてしまうというお話です。 Let's listen at slow speed。
Hi Alex, has the lecture started yet?
Lily, you made it just in time.
I overslept. I came as fast as I could, but I was so scared I'd be late.
No, you're good. But are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Why?
You look really pale. Are you sick?
No, I told you. I feel fine.
But you have no color in your face. And you have really bad bags under your eyes. Did you get enough sleep last night? I really think you should get some rest.
Really? There's nothing wrong with me. And I had plenty of sleep. Remember, I overslept. Stop worrying about me and concentrate on class. I might as well have stayed at home if we're not going to listen to the lecture. Just leave it, okay?
I'm sorry, Lily. I'm not saying this to bother you, but I don't think you're fine like you say you are. I can take you to the hospital.
Alex, drop it.
But you look dead. Your lips are purple and you don't look like your usual self.
Alex, I'm going to tell you one last time. I'm fine. I already told you. I overslept and I came as fast as I can. I didn't have time to put on any makeup. I always look like this, all right? Man, you're so insensitive.
Kanojo ga keshou o tsukete inai teiu koto o shirazu ni, Alex wa totemo shitsurei na koto yutte shimaimashita ne.
That's right. For example, he's saying that her lips are purple and things like that.
Yes.
Right? He was trying to help her, maybe.
Yes. 最初はリリーが遅れてきます。そしてアレックスは You made it just in time と言います。Made it just in time というのはちょうど間に合ったということです。
Right. It's a very good expression for conversation. It means you arrived on time.You made it just in time. So this to make it means to arrive on time, to be successful like that. So it often means to arrive. And also you can even use it for doing something successfully. For example, did you hand the paper in on time? Oh yes, I made it. That means I did it successfully.
Yes.
So you can say to arrive or to do something successfully like that. Good expression in conversation.
リリーができる限り早く来たけど遅刻するかと思ったと言ってアレックスは大丈夫だったね You're good と言います
Right, young people say this a lot. It means you're okay, no problem, like that.
Yes.
It's kind of a new word, I think. You're good, no problem, like that.
Yes. そしてアレックスはひたすらリリーの体調を気にしていきます You look really pale と言います顔色が悪いということです
Right, Perilene, do you think my face is pale today? Actually, Perilene has no idea because we are doing this remotely, right?
Yes.
And we cannot see each other, we only hear each other, right?
Yes.
So she doesn't know if my face is pale or not. I hope it's not pale, though. I hope it's regular color, right?
Yes. そして Lily は、いや、全然大丈夫だよと答えます。アレックスはでも一つひたすらずっと心配し続けます。そして彼は To have bags under your eyes 目の下にひどいクマができていると言います。
right? It's a good expression. Now, often you have bags under your eyes when you don't sleep enough, right?
Yes. Right?
For example, he always has bags under his eyes. He must not be getting enough sleep, like that. Again, Perlene, do you think I have bags under my eyes now?
I would guess.
Again, she doesn't know.
Yes.
Are you going to guess?
I would guess and say no.
You're probably wrong. Yes, probably yes, because I should sleep more too. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. そして、ルリーはちょっとイライラしながら授業に集中してよと言います。Concentrate on class.
Right. To concentrate on something means to pay attention to something. It's the same, right?
Yes.
When you're writing a report, for example, you should concentrate on the report. You shouldn't look at your cell phone and things like that. And in the dialogue, the woman is trying to concentrate on class.
Yes. そしてルリーはイライラするあまり、I might as well have stayed at home if we're not going to listen to the lecture と言います。これは授業を聞かないのであれば、家に残ればよかったという might as well have という表現は後悔を表す表現です。
Write this. So again, she says, if we're not going to listen to the lecture, I might as well have stayed at home. It's kind of a little bit difficult, this grammar here. I might as well have stayed. I'll give one or two more examples here.
Yes.
Especially you use it when you fail at something, when you do something in a bad way. For example, you go to class every week. You go to class. But at the end of the course, you fail the course, right? You don't pass, Yes. You fail the course. You can say, for example, I might as well have not gone to class.
Yes, 授業に行かなければよかった。
Right, I might as well have not gone to class. And to give one more example, at your work here, you're doing something but you don't accomplish anything. You don't make any progress. It's like a waste of time like that. You can say, for example, I might as well have slept all day long.
ずっと寝ていればよかった。
I might as well have slept all day long. It's like that. Okay. Everyone, can you make your own example? Imagine something that you fail at and then something you could have done instead of like that. If you can use this sentence, you're really getting high level.
Yes.そしてルリーは just leave it と言います。放っておいてということです。
Right. Just leave it is a good kind of a polite way to say be quiet, or a very strong way is of course shut up.
Yes.
We teach even the important things here. So you hear in the movie shut up, right? But it's a little too strong to say. So you can say very politely just leave it. Okay. A good expression.
Yes.そしてアレックスはそれでも心配を続けます。ルリー困らせるために言ってるわけじゃないけど、体調悪そうに見えるよ、病院に連れて行くよと言います。To bother someone というのは困らせるという意味です。
Right. For example, music bothers me when I'm studying, like that. Or this problem is really bothering me.Can you help me? Something like that. Good. It's a good expression.
Yes. そしてルリーは Alex, drop it と言います。Drop it は先ほど出た表現の just leave it と同じような意味で放っておいてという意味です。
That's right. It means stop talking, leave it, drop it, or of course shut up. Shut up is too strong. Drop it is okay. You can say drop it,、yes. stop talking like that. Okay.、Yes. It's more polite, drop、
yes.
it.
でもアレックスはそれでも心配し続けて、唇は紫色だし、いつもの君に全然見えないよと言います。レリーは、私は元気だよと言って、今日は寝過ごしてできるだけ早くここに来たから化粧をつける時間がなかったのと言います。で、to put on makeup っていうのは化粧をつけるということです。
Right, in the dialogue, she didn't have time to put on any makeup.
Yes.その後にルリーは最後に Man, you're so insensitive と言います。 ここで言う mad は直訳すると男という意味ですが、この場合ではもうとかという意味になります。
That's right. You cannot say woman. People say man like that. Good.
Yes.
You hear it a lot.
そして insensitive というものは思いやりがないという意味です。
That's right. It's not good to be insensitive, right?
Yes.
And with that, let's listen to the dialogue at natural speed. And then after the dialogue, I want to ask if Pearline wears makeup. Let's find out, okay?
Yes.
Of course, I don't. Everyone, I'll tell you that already. Sorry.
Hi, Alex. Has the lecture started yet?
Lily, you made it just in time.
Ah, I overslept. I came as fast as I could, but I was so scared I'd be late.
No, you're good. But are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Why?
You look really pale. Are you sick?
No, I told you. I feel fine.
But you have no color in your face, and you have really bad bags under your eyes. Did you get enough sleep last night? I really think you should get some rest.
Really? There's nothing wrong with me. And I had plenty of sleep. Remember? I overslept. Stop worrying about me and concentrate on class. I might as well have stayed at home if we're not going to listen to the lecture.Just leave it, okay?
I'm sorry, Lily. I'm not saying this to bother you, but I don't think you're fine like you say you are. I can take you to the hospital.
Alex, drop it.
But you look dead. Your lips are purple, and you don't look like your usual self.
Alex, I'm going to tell you one last time. I'm fine. I already told you.I overslept and I came as fast as I can. I didn't have time to put on any makeup. I always look like this, all right? Man, you're so insensitive.
So, Pearline, all of our listeners out there want to know, do you...wear makeup?
I hope everyone wants to know. But yes, I do wear makeup. I think it's a great tool to change up your look and show your creativity.
Oh, wow. For example, what kind of makeup?
I love to use eyeshadow where you change the color of your eyelids.
Everyone, today we talked a lot about cosmetics. If you have a chance, try to talk with your friend about cosmetics.It's a good topic for conversation.
Yes. Everyone, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you at the next Hiroshima University English Podcast.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Take care.